This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
As we've been discussing for a good chunk of the first hour was the congressional hearing on the Protect College Sports Act. Former Alabama coach Nick Saban faced several United States senators Wednesday morning in a historic hearing on Capitol Hill and pleaded for Congress to, quote, bring order to a system that badly needs fixing in the NIL and transfer portal era. He says Congress does not need to micromanage college athletics. Congress does need to fix the mess in the courts and create a national framework so the people inside college sports can enforce fair rules. Without that legal certainty, every rule becomes another lawsuit, every standard becomes another risk, and the system keeps drifting toward a professional model. What he said is exactly how it needs to go. Congress sets the table for the NCAA to be able to enforce. They're not getting sued every turn. And that's the biggest thing. Will it happen quite like that? It never really does. But at the surface, again, it looks pretty good. Sean McVay is the Rams are building a potential clear favorite to win next year's Super Bowl. Obviously, trading for Myles Garrett in a very lengthy process. The Rams were pretty interested, kind of not interested, played the slow game, then interested, then not interested, then very interested, got Myles Garrett. But there might be another guy that wants to play along next season, Michael. And that is Aaron Donald. Might come out of retirement, who I'm told, not told, heard, that he's continued the exact same training that he did during his playing days, and that he could still be a force in this league. If Aaron Donald comes back and he can still play at that level, which we all agree he retired before he was out of gas, my goodness, Michael, the Rams become terrifying. They were already the favorite before Myles Garrett. Then they add Myles Garrett. They trade Jared Verse, but you go from a really good pass rusher to perhaps the best to do it currently in the league. That increases their chances tenfold.
And that makes the Rams a one-loss team.
What do you mean?
The only team they lose to is the Broncos.
No, they're absolutely losing that game. Aaron Donald was asked, texted Sean McVay. Sean McVay was on the Pat McAfee show, and Pat McAfee said on his show, he texted Donald about the possibility of coming back. Donald replied, according to McAfee, "It for sure got me thinking." Donald retired 2024 after 10 NFL seasons. McVay said he'd welcome back the future Hall of Famer, but the decision is ultimately up to him. McVay said, "Aaron's a guy that I stay really close in touch with, and I know the respect he has for Miles. Talked to him about the opportunity to be able to bring him on board. If Aaron decides he wants to dust them off at the age of 35, I bet you he could still do it at a pretty high clip." I bet he would. If he's truly working out the way he did when he played, I have no doubt. Aaron Donald's a freak of nature, Michael. Myles Garrett's a freak of nature. That's a scary football team. That's Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that.
Broncos beat them. Boo. Boo.
Stop.
Broncos will beat them. Ooh, ooh.
Based on what?
Garrett Bowles actually matches up.
If you were a real co-host, you would say, actually, Brady, Garrett Bowles matches up really well against Myles Garrett. For whatever reason, he plays like the best left tackle in the game against Myles Garrett. But then I would counter with, add Aaron Donald to that mix. They're going to need to double somebody. They're going to need to chip somebody. And Donald can move all over that line. So...
I'll definitely have to chip.
I just co-hosted for you. They should do that with... I am giving myself a downgrade, also promotion. I am not only the host of the whole show, I am also the co-host of the whole show. I am the host, and my co-host is Brady Hull, and my board pusher button guy is you. That is the team. Susan Cheryl back there for massages. That is the team. That is the whole show team. Brady Hull, host, co-host, and Michael Kirkpatrick pushes the buttons. Barely. And Susan and Cheryl give the massages, begrudgingly.
That is one demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now.
Do you believe in the Madden curse, Michael?
There's some scientific evidence to show that the Madden curse... it's coincidental. Don't know if I believe in the curse. Kind of like the Sports Illustrated cover curse that used to exist.
Who has been... So, Caleb Williams will be on the cover of Madden 27. Good move? Bad move?
I mean, he was really good last year.
He had damn near 4,000 passing yards, 27 touchdowns. He led Chicago to its first playoff victory in 15 years, and nearly a spot in the NFC Championship game. Well, I didn't buy Madden last year. Last year was the first year I did not buy Madden. Do you know that, Michael? The first year since... 97, maybe?
Is it because you're getting old, or do they not innovate enough?
No, we were moving at the time. So the game comes out in August, and it's always an exciting time for me. And we were actually still in the process of moving into our new place. And that was a process. Continues to be a process, because there's a lot of work to do, Mike. So I just figured I wasn't going to have a lot of time for it, and didn't do it this year. I didn't do the college football video game either. I had fun with both last year, but I didn't do it. I'm going to get back in the game next year, though. Getting back in the game.
Wasn't there like easy way to win the college football game?
Yeah, I figured that out. Well, against the computer. Against AI. Drag routes. Just get a really fast receiver. Doesn't even have to be good. Make sure that when you're recruiting, you got to go through the whole recruiting process. You actually might like the game because there's a lot to it. A lot of recruiting. You got to take them on visit. You don't actually take them on visits, but you got to press the option to what interests this player. You got to cater to all that.
Are there real names?
No. For the first year, yeah. They're all the current roster is there. So your seniors, your freshmen, all that. So you can have a freshman and play with him all the way through until he gets drafted or whatever. But then they start making up names after.
Okay, so Tonka Jahari is the guy you want to bring to the school.
Yeah. I always just go find the fastest receivers and recruit them, the hell out of them. And then I get one or two of those guys, line them up in the slot, Michael, drag them across the middle, away we go. First down every time. Once you discover a glitch in a game like that, it ruins it. I discovered a glitch in a hockey game years ago, Mike. Probably 2000. It was an NHL game. And I would just take my little guy, my little hockey player, and I'd go almost to the back blue line there, and I'd just do a little circle. And in the middle of the circle, I would just hit the little slap shot, and the puck would float. And the goalie, for some reason, would come out a little bit. It would float over the top of his head every time. On the hardest level, mind you. Once I figured that out, ruined the game for me.
I beat the Sharks once, 105 goals to like 5.
You put it on easy.
Yes, I did. I put it on easy, and I created Alex Tanguay, and I made him like the best player of all time. My top line was ridiculous.
Faye says, they rebuked the Hard Knocks curse, so we can also rebuke the Madden curse. Is the Madden curse real? Who was on it last year? Saquon Barkley. Would you say that it, I mean, he had a down year after that monster year he had first with Philadelphia. Would you say that the curse got him?
Or maybe the defense has figured him out.
Or the curse, which is more logical.
You're right. The curse is more, that curse has injured people really badly. But the Sports Illustrated curse has actually killed someone.
Yeah. But we're having fun with the Madden curse, Mike.
I know. Like, it's
we're having fun with the Madden
bad.
Curse, please.
It's weird. Like
Saquon Barkley still ran for 1,100 yards. He had 7 touchdowns. No fumbles. I think he survived it.
I would say so. What did he have the year before?
A lot, because that's why they rolled out the red carpet and gave him a lot of money. The year before that, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but he's a curse on himself. He gets hurt all the time.
He gets hurt all the time. Josh Allen, 24.
How did he do?
Was that the year they... What was that? What year was that? What did they do that year? I don't remember, but he was fine. I don't know that it really worked on him. John Madden was on the cover of 23. It was the kind of the after his death, of course, in 2021. So it was a tribute to John Madden. So
posthumous
obviously.
Honor.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes were on 22. I think they survived. Lamar
they
Jackson.
They both went to the playoffs.
Yeah. I think you either get hurt or you just have a really, really, really bad season. Lamar Jackson was on 21.
And he's always hurt.
He's always hurt.
Mahomes, that's his style of game, though.
Mahomes was also on 2020 by himself. I think he survived. Antonio Brown was on 2019. How do you think he did?
Did he go crazy?
A little bit. A little bit.
Was that a couple years, like 3 years after he got hit in the head really badly?
Yeah, probably. 2018 was Tom Brady. 17 was Rob Gronkowski. 16 was Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not going to go all the way. Richard Sherman was 15. Adrian Peterson was 14. Wasn't
I think he got. I think
shortly
he got
after that, didn't he get in trouble?
Year.
Yeah. Calvin Johnson also on 13. Xbox 360. Peyton Hillis, that curse really got him. He was on the cover of 2012.
He got himself. Like he sat out
the
year afterward.
It was a curse. But,
like that was his fault. That was his own doing. And wish well for the guy.
Brett Favre.
Never hated him. Loved him.
Brett Favre was on the cover in 09. Vince Young in 08. Sean Alexander. That's when the curse started to really take hold, was around Sean Alexander and Vince Young. Because Sean, after that year, after that incredible year, he faded. I don't think it's real anymore. I don't think it's real anymore.
I think you know, it might come up and hurt someone every now and then, but I think there are players who are exempt from it.
We'll see how Caleb Williams handles it.
And, you know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, they went 11-5 and lost in the first round. That's a curse. That's not a curse.
No, no.
That's them not playing
having
well
a successful
enough.
Statistical year and then making the playoffs, even if you get bounced in the first round, it's not a curse anymore. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I want to shout out to On the Rocks. Liquor summer is upon us. Get your summer flavored beverages at On the Rocks Liquor. They have their free wine and beer tastings that happen every single Friday, 4 to 7. So there you're going to try something new. Try something new, and it might be the go-to this summer at On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue, 19 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's take a quick break. Why give Patrick Sertan $5 million, potentially $10 million to hit certain benchmarks when he's already under contract? Why do that if you've already got a stud player under contract? We'll talk about it coming up next.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here.
Yeehaw!
And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout! Shout! Let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on.
That should have been, maybe that should have been Nick Saban's walk-up during the hearing today. What do you think? That should have been the walk-up.
I think dueling banjos.
Why?
Because it's funny.
I don't know. You can do whatever. I ran out of energy, man. I'm out of energy. That first segment, this is pretty deep stuff. This is pretty heavy stuff, Mike. And there's only one sports talk show host that's going to, you know, really get into it like this. Because, I mean, right now you're probably hearing about the fourth string center for the Broncos at OTAs and the other media. Why is Denver media on a crusade against the greatest players we've ever had in the state?
They need attention.
Like, we got dudes ripping Joker saying he doesn't care. It's all he cares about is his horses. Now we got his name rhymes with Isla of the Gazette saying Nathan McKinnon, the Avs will not win another cup until Nathan McKinnon grows up. Can we stop trying to force our elite superstars to be somebody that you want them to be? Like, put them in. Joker's not good enough leader. Nathan McKinnon's not a vocal enough leader. That's not who they are. Do you guys watch the games? Do you follow their stories? That's not who they are. You want a rah-rah speech? Don't go ask Nathan McKinnon. You want a rah-rah speech? You want somebody to motivate you? Don't talk to Joker. You want somebody to give you a consistent triple-double, an average, a triple-double in an entire season and put up ungodly numbers, then you want Joker. You want the best player in hockey that is clutch more often than not, and I know he struggled in that last series, then talk to Nathan McKinnon. Why are we on a crusade against those guys?
You don't have to be a pastor in the locker room.
No.
You don't have to be like, everybody, look, we need to do this better.
Not everybody
There's
is that
difference.
Guy.
God, some guys, they lead from the field.
Because Joker doesn't cry when they lose and says job is finished. Didn't Kobe Bryant say the same thing? You guys act like no superstars ever had a social life. Are they not allowed to have a social life? Are they not allowed?
No.
Now, I know Joker, much has been talked about with his horses. He loves horses, man. Wait, is that Von Miller was a big chicken farmer, Mike? Did that affect him? Like, he loved chickens. Got a rooster tattooed on his body. Is that an issue for Vaughn? I mean, God, let people do things, man. They don't always have to be playing basketball.
Brady, we're in the age of beige media. I call it beige media because beige is kind of a neutral, and you don't really know what news is anymore. So this is a product of beige media. It's not news. It's just generic opinion. And
well, it's like I've never been one of those guys, whether it's George Bush in office or President Barack Obama in office or Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I've never been one of those guys when they show them golfing that gets mad about that.
Oh, I've heard people on the right go like, oh, he was Barack Obama golfed way too much.
He shouldn't be golfing. Why is he golfing? Doesn't he have a country to run? I'm telling you right now. If all, even the most important people in the world, if all they ever did was their profession, they'd be screwed. They'd be fried. They wouldn't do their best job. They need to live a life. They need to go golf. They need to watch horse racing.
I can guarantee you that there has been a president
so
on
dumb.
A golf course who has made a world-changing decision because people gave him, you know, information.
Have to
it's
relax.
The same thing with athletes. Like,
if you're a biblical person, even God wants you to shut her down on Sunday. Like, you're not supposed to go. So camera crew gets picture of Nikola Jokic out at a pub dancing to Serbian music, and he doesn't care about basketball. Look at him go. He doesn't care. Give me a break.
It's like we were arguing yesterday, like reading books on the sideline. Okay.
Oh,
if that helps
started.
You play better
no,
on the field.
No, don't get me started on that again. That's such a dumb thing.
Reading books on the sideline. Go.
No, they're not. You shouldn't. You're about the team. Be about the team on the sideline. You're
what if
in
you're
uniform.
Reading a book about the Eagles?
No. What you could be reading a book that your coach wrote up a game plan to defeat the team you're playing. That's what you should be reading on the sidelines.
Maybe he was doing it kind of like that. He had a book and it made it look like he was being academic, but really he was reading the playbook in the middle.
Like the opposite. Kind
of how like some people put the
opposite,
comic in the middle.
The opposite of Varsity Blues, Dawson's Creek.
Haven't seen it.
Well, that's our movie review Friday, so you got work to do. Instead of reading the playbook, it looks like he's reading the playbook, but he actually has a book underneath the playbook, and he's reading a book. Had a big problem with that.
Did he perform well on the field?
He did, but he had an attitude. He had an attitude.
Yeah, see, the media is going to hate that. If you don't fit, like, oh, this guy is, you know, my favorite person on the team. If he does, like, if he has an attitude or if he... you know, goes off and does whatever he wants in his free time, like goes to the club all night and then comes back and performs well. People see the, oh, he just doesn't care. Look at the results on
the field.
There's
a difference when you're in your uniform, I think. Whatever. Big City Roadhouse has got new happy hour deals this summer, Monday through Friday. Happy hour starts 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and you can enjoy $1.50 off of house liquor, house wine, all pints and margaritas. And here's one for you to remember. Coming up on Saturday, discounted pints from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock at Big City Roadhouse. The best, the very best restaurant around. Support local restaurants. Support local places. And that's what you're going to get at Big City Roadhouse. 29 minutes after the hour. Michael, I have some tickets to give away. Thanks to our wonderful friends at Interior Sprinkler Systems. The Greeley Stampede is coming up, man. Can you believe that? It is almost, I feel like we were just playing Christmas tunes not long ago, and now we're full on in cowboy mode here. We got Rodeo Radio coming up. Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint going to broadcast Rodeo Radio. They do an amazing job with that. Even if you're not a diehard rodeo person, you're going to have fun. And if you are a diehard rodeo person, you're still going to have fun. Their broadcasts are awesome. So if you can't make it to a particular rodeo, you got to tune in. Because they have, it is a great broadcast. They do a wonderful job. I've got some PRCA rodeo tickets to give away right now, courtesy of our friends over at Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. For Saturday, June 27th at 1 o'clock, I've got a pair of tickets to see some PRCA rodeo. And I'm going to give those away right now. Let's go caller number 5. Or caller number 10. Which one do you want to go with? Because I'm going to do it in honor of Patrick Surtain, who we're going to talk about next, signing a new contract, essentially, that gives him more money this year. $5 million just because he's Patrick Surtain, and another $5 million for certain incentives that he'll most surely hit, barring injury. So 5 or 10, Michael?
I would say 2, because Pat Surtain is 2.
Caller number 7. Let's do that. 970-353-1310. Caller number 7. I got a pair of tickets for you right here to go see PRCA Rodeo on Saturday, June 27th. Get your tickets. This gets you in the gate. And go watch the best rodeo in the country at the Greeley Stampede. Caller number 7. 970-353-1310. We'll talk about Patrick Surtain coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
All right, let's read a couple of texts here. Welcome back into the whole show. HVAC guy, I have now fully adopted the term beige media. There you go, Mike.
Yeah, I've been saying it for a few years.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a spinoff of Yellow Dog Journalism.
Okay.
But, yeah, everything nowadays, you don't really know what's true. You don't really, because one media outlet says this is true, and the other media outlet says, no, it's not.
That makes
Everybody
sense.
Wants to be first, and a lot of them are wrong.
Yeah, if you're not first, you're last, though, Mike. Ricky Bobby,
yeah, but if
down.
You're first, you're often wrong.
970 texting, John Fort lived there. Denver is turning into an East Coast sports town where they continue to rip their players no matter what sport they play or how they played. Those journalists would not be happy if they could not complain. I mean, what are we doing when we're complaining about when it's all like if Joker and McKinnon retired today, the Nuggets would be screwed. The Avs would be not the juggernaut that they are right now. And I know they just lost in the Western Conference Finals, but what are we doing? Listen, I'm not saying that they're invincible of they're bulletproof from our criticism. They deserve criticism. Nathan McKinnon was not good in those Western Conference Finals. But Mike, what's the answer? What's the answer? He's just got to be better because you're not like.
No, he has to be louder.
How many great players? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has only one Super Bowl, Mike. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, definitely.
There's so many great players that just, they don't win it every year. It just doesn't happen that way.
The saying that gets really old, but that's why they play the game. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wasn't good in the playoffs, except for that one year,
and he's one of the greats. John Elway has two Super Bowl titles. He had his ups and downs in his career. And I'm sure they ripped him at that time, too.
Oh, yeah. He got torn to shreds.
Like, Joker didn't look right in a lot of games. He didn't. He had a weird year. He had a great statistical year. He got hurt and then maybe never got back. He had some questionable turnovers, of course, in the playoffs. But I don't want to hear these extremes. Like, Joker doesn't care about the game. That's false. And to even say he cares about horse racing more than basketball, I think is
who cares.
I don't think that's real. I don't think you can be a 3-time MVP and a champion and make that not your priority. One of your priorities.
Who cares what he likes in his personal life? What's he doing on the court? That's the important thing.
Nathan McKinnon needs to grow up in order for the Avs to win another cup.
Need to grow up.
Did he grow down after they won a cup? They did win a cup, if I'm not mistaken, and Nathan McKinnon obviously a monster part of that. What are we doing here? Michael, speaking of great players, Patrick Surtain. The Broncos have him under contract, Mike. He is he signed a contract back in 2024, and he's got 3 years left on that deal? Is that right? I believe so. No. He signed it in 2024. He's got that takes him all the way through 2029, Mike. And the Broncos gave him a little bit of a bonus, a little bit of a bump. Denver Post confirmed that Patrick Surtain will get a $5 million raise. This was yesterday, and he's also going to get another $5 million. To reach certain benchmarks in the season. So, Mike, why give a guy that's already under contract more money? And the answer is pretty simple. It's about what the money says. And Patrick Surtain, after signing that contract, moved down the list to like 7th, Michael, of highest paid cornerbacks in the NFL. The Broncos got him on a great deal. They signed him at the perfect time. But they're saying, hey, we value you as the best player on this team, and we want to show you we're taking care of you now so that you are in your prime. As long as you're in your prime, you're a Bronco for as long as you want to be.
Yeah, and the incentives, like, is a great bonus. If he gets the 7 interceptions or whatever's on there, like, that does help some players play better.
Yeah, I think this is an amazing move, and you can afford to do it. And the Broncos had a lot of room in the cap space this year to do something like this. And again, the incentives one doesn't really count. But the Broncos had, before this, $25.6 million. Next year gets a little interesting. But this year, They didn't get crazy in free agency. They did make the trade for Waddle, which was huge. But this is a team saying, we're gonna show you some respect here. Now, because since Patrick Surtain signed that deal, there were several cornerbacks that signed deals at higher per year averages. Sauce Gardner, 30.1. Derek Stingley Jr., 30. J.C. Horn, 25. And then Jalen Ramsey, 21. And then the Rams kind of blew the door off the place, traded for Trent McDuffie, and then gave him a four-year deal worth $31 million yearly. That put Surtain all the way down to sixth highest paid cornerback in the league and would further sink after other big money contract extensions are set to come out, like Christian Gonzalez for the Patriots. So the Broncos said, you know what, man? We could just keep this contract going through 29, and you're great and all that stuff, but we want to show you how much we appreciate you, and we're rich, and we've got money to do it. I think it's a hell of a move if you can afford to do it. I think it's a hell of a move by the Broncos.
I think it's a great move, too. However, you have to be careful because, speaking of tanking and things that I hate, there are certain times, and the Arizona Cardinals allegedly did this to Boomer Esiason, where they give you a certain number of incentives and then, oh, it's the last week, we're going to bench you when you're so close to getting those incentives.
The Broncos aren't going to be that kind of organization.
I don't think other organizations might do that. Cincinnati. Yeah,
I get it. This is much different than what the Broncos did with Chris Harris Jr. Remember what they did with him? He was threatening a holdout, and they basically he was already under contract, and they gave him, I don't remember how much more, Mike, but several millions more when he was already under contract. And Harris was good at that time, but maybe his prime, he was kind of heading south from his prime. Patrick Surtain is not that. This is the face of your organization. I would say, would you agree? Like Bo Nix, obviously, quarterback. But outside of Bo, outside of QB, Patrick Surtain is the face of this organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely 100%. I don't care how many sacks the Broncos get. Some of that is because Pat Surtain is in the defensive backfield making plays or covering guys.
Yeah.
Even when he was getting beat barely, he had his hand very close to the ball.
He's one of the best, if not the best, in the league.
He's got great instincts.
He got a base salary increase by $5 million, putting his 2026 payout at $22.6 million from the original $17.6 million that he was set to make, according to Over the Cap Data. So giving him the $5 million, plus if he makes another Pro Bowl or All-Pro team in 26, he'll receive another bonus of $5 million for 2027. So that's good for both sides because it's not $10 million lumped into this year. That's just another $5 million going into the 2027 season, which he, again, barring an injury, he most certainly will make at the very least a Pro Bowl. But I think this is one of those great moves, even in the Denver Post article by Parker Gabriel. He did say, you know, hey, giving a player that's already under contract at more money can certainly raise some eyebrows, but you can see why Denver did this. They have the money to do it. They're the free agency. Yeah, they can still go pick up players if they want to. They have a lot of money there, but that wave is gone. There's not going to be any monster contracts signed aside from trade and contract renewals or extensions. So the Broncos did right by their guy, and you know, hopefully when it comes time to re-sign, if that does come, he'll do right by them.
Yeah, and maybe later on in his career when he's, like a lot of players get older, are a little overpaid, maybe if he wants another trophy, he'll say, sure, I'll cut my contract by X millions of dollars to save cap room.
Now, there was a question in my mind of, like, was there something on Surtain, in his camp that was like, hey, we want to be up there. Why are we not paid amongst the top five corners in the league when we're one of maybe top two at least? But Surtain was asked about that, and he downplayed any notion that he would have been dissatisfied playing on his current deal, saying it didn't cross his mind to hold out through the offseason, which I thought was funny because he's got like 4 years left, four or five years left on the deal, Mike. That would be a new one. But no, he He just said, hey, we saw it with the organization. We saw eye to eye on a raise. I think we mutually agreed on where things were headed, but also everything was positive. So maybe Patrick Sertan's agent goes to the Broncos and says, hey, I mean, guys, you got him for a deal. He's amazing. But now he's like feeling a little certain type of way because he's not even top six paid corners in the league. Is there any wiggle room? Could we do something about that? And the Broncos, being in the situation they're in,
they'd said, prove it.
We're going to take care of our guy.
Prove how good you are.
Well, not necessarily. They just gave him $5 million, just flat out. $5 million. The other $5 million is to prove how good you are. But they just gave him an extra $5 million for the season. So some might go, why the hell would you do that? No, this is also this is one of those moves that's like a good faith type of move. Like, hey, when you're still in your prime in 4 years, or maybe you're teetering, but we have a good understanding of both of our situations. Maybe you sign with us, you give us a good deal on that side of it because we hooked you up basically with ten extra million dollars, Mike.
It's an investment in your future.
Yeah, I think it's 100% an investment.
And so, it's a friendly one.
The straight addition of $5 million in base salary for 26 would bump his cap number to 21.83. That's the second highest on the Broncos behind right tackle Mike McGlinchey, who's at 23. And Denver still has plenty of cap space. 25.6 is what they're looking at for this season. 25.6. A lot of cheese there for Patrick Sertan. Good for him. 12:48 the time. We'll take a short break, Mike. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number two. Clip of the day has something to do with today's hearing. Also, Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler. All that coming up next.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast. And you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back into the show. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Mosquito Joe just came out the other day, Mike, and man, no mosquitoes. I'm sitting out on the deck last night after mowing the lawn. It takes me forever now. It's exhausting, Mike. I get tired easy, and the heat's coming, and the beard isn't going away. Well, maybe soon. But just sitting out there thinking, I'm not smacking my arms or anything like that. There's no mosquitoes. They took care of the mice situation, too, that we had. Like, there were mice around underneath the deck, I noticed. Mike, as soon as I saw one of those little creatures, called Mosquito Joe. They don't kill them. They just put stuff up that repels them to stay away from your home. And it worked. And my kid leaves the door open all the damn time.
Well, your call to Mosquito Joe for that mice problem probably was the second thing you did. The first thing you probably did was scream like a girl and run away.
No, actually, I didn't scream like a girl because my wife saw the mice first and then sent me a video. And then I screamed.
Like a girl.
No, inwardly, because I was in a meeting. So I had to keep that inward. But no, Mosquito Joe, telling you, you guys want to fix that problem. Enjoy your backyards. Enjoy your front yards. Just enjoy being outside. And not have to worry about mosquitoes bugging the crap out of you all summer. Those nasty little bites that itch like crazy and you just can't stand them. It's just annoying. Don't let that be you. Don't be that guy or girl, okay? Talk to Mosquito Joe. All right, coming up next, Mike, we got clip of the day. And then we'll catch up with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. His story in the Post yesterday. Avalanche's Joe Sakic inherits Chris McFarland's mess. Firing Jared Bednar now only makes it messier. What mess is he talking about? I agree, though. Obviously, the Avalanche are keeping Jared Bednar. Good move. Good move. I like it. We'll talk to Sean coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by Mosquito Joe. Clip of the day right after this.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.